Oh, holy God and Father, I do thank you, Lord, for this morning. It's a new day.
Yes, it is.
And God, your words and your songs went out in the atmosphere. Bless the Lord. Yes. God, the song's been giving you glory all morning, God.
Yes.
The word went out that Jesus loves us.
Indeed, indeed.
Lord God, the word, the song went out that joy will come in the morning.
Yes.
It encouraged our heart to hold on, knowing that joy will come in the morning. Almighty God, I pray this morning that I may decrease and your presence be increased in my life.
Yes.
Almighty God, for the heavy years, oh God, on this line, I pray, Lord God, that you will touch our minds, oh God. You will keep us focused, God. There's so many things that are around us that will distract us this morning. But we come against every distraction in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, oh God, we pull down every stronghold that will distract our mind, Lord God. Man, oh God, we are human, and there are so many things that are coming around us, God.
Yes.
But in the name of Jesus, we stand fast in the liberty where you have set us free.
Yes.
And God, we will not entangle again in the yoke of bondage. My God, I pray this morning, oh God, that your word will go forth, Lord God. You said your word, you said, oh God, is like a two-edged sword, Lord God. And your word will not return void unto you, Lord God, but it will accomplish what it's supposed to do. So this morning, oh God, we come against everything that the enemy is throwing against us this morning. Yes, God, we thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Thank
yes,
God.
God.
Thank God. Give it
Lord. Yes, the Lord.
As
the
scripture
Lord.
Has said, hallelujah, in John chapter 4, it's all about the encounter with the Messiah that changes life. And God exchanged shame for his glory. Hallelujah. And this morning, as we read from verse 7, but I will just give a little highlight. I know it's not a new scripture. This is the same old scripture about the woman that Jesus met at the well. And as you know, that Jesus and his disciples, they were traveling. Hallelujah. They were traveling. And while they were over there in Judea, and they started to hear that Jesus been doing this, and his disciples were baptizing, and Jesus and his disciples decided to leave Judea again and go into Galilee.
Yes.
But this is not the first time Jesus had to leave Judea.
Yes.
If you can recall and go back, when he was just a tiny baby, the Lord warned Joseph to take him from Judea, and he went down into Egypt.
Yes, yes.
So this is not the first time he had to leave Judea.
Yes,
but glory be to God. He left with his disciples, because they probably were at the River Jordan. But in John 1, verse 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Indeed.
Jesus identified himself as the Messiah and the Son of God. So
yes.
Jesus is able to give eternal life to everyone who believes in him. And we see this through signs and miracles throughout the Bible. Glory to God. Jesus and his disciple left Judea and went again into Galilee. There are several roads that lead down into Galilee. One route goes through Samaria. There is a longer route. But Jesus Now it was necessary to pass through Samaria. Are you going somewhere, right? And there's two routes you could take, or maybe several. And he said, you know, something nudged you and said, take this route, go this way. But Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the Living God, he has an appointment in Samaria. Some strict rabbi who didn't want to contact a Samaritan would take the longer route, crossing the Jordan River. Since Jesus was probably already at the Jordan River, where they were baptizing, the route of choice from human perspective would go through Samaria. The route through Samaria was a preferred one, regardless of the geographic scope. Jesus was on a divine mission to encounter the Samaritan woman.
Indeed.
He had a divine appointment along that route. Jesus had an encounter, and Jesus had a divine appointment in my life many years ago. I don't know where you encounter the Messiah, but from a young teenager, I remember how I was encountered with Jesus Christ at my well. Glory to God. I don't know where your well was, but I know where I was.
Amen.
The word said Jesus being weary from his journey and was sitting by the well in verse 8. It's not because Jesus is the Son of God, but while his disciples were gone into the city to buy food, Jesus and his disciples were already walked a full day and a to reach Samaria, and it was midday. So the word, as the Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. It took on flesh. So Jesus, who's been the word, he also suffered from physical limitation, his humanity. So he became tired and weary. Just like the time when he was in the boat sleeping. Jesus became tired and he was sitting down. But even though he was tired and sitting down, he knew that he had an appointment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as we read in verse 8, his disciple has gone away into the city to buy food. And even though they were Jewish disciples, they went into the Samaritan city to buy food. Look into that. They're Jewish. They're not supposed to encounter with the Samaritans, but they were hungry. They were tired. They need food. They need water. So they went into town. That's a Samaritan town. They went there to get food and water. Glory be to God. So it was while Jesus was just resting there, there came this woman. And there the Samaritan woman said to him, how is it to you being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I'm a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. Jesus said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who said to you, give me a drink, you would ask him and he would have given you. Bless the Lord. So the disciples and Jesus, they were not the stricter as the other rabbis and priests were, because he started a conversation with the Samaritan woman which the woman knew that the Jew and the Samaritan had no dealing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But Jesus had an appointment.
Yes.
And so it is customary for a woman to draw water early in the morning or later in the evening when it's cooler. But this woman comes alone in the hot sun, indicating that some public shame that isolated her from the other woman. Jesus knew this woman's condition, and he set out from Judea to get to Samaria to meet her at her will, at her condition, in her situation. Hallelujah. The woman said to me, Jesus said, give me a drink.
Yes.
The woman was so shocked to know that this rabbi asked her for a drink.
Yes.
Mighty God, have mercy. And Jesus said, if you only knew who is asking you, you would have asked. So today, Jesus knew the ways of this woman and the need for a supernatural intervention that will change her life and restore her dignity. Jesus was waiting to meet her at her well. So today, Jesus is waiting to meet someone at their well. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. This particular woman, the Bible said, had five marriages and is currently living with a man with whom is not her husband. Can you imagine how useless and unworthy this woman felt? She would not be in the company of other women of the village because they're probably gossiping around her. But God intends to change someone's life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God intends to change her life. Bless the name of Jesus. God intends to exchange her shame for his glory. Hallelujah. So on her journey through life, she probably encounters some abuse, misuse, and disappointment. Hallelujah. She probably had five divorces, but she did not know the person, the man who's talking to her, is the Messiah that she heard that will be coming one day.
Bless
the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The woman said, sir, you have nothing to draw with this, for the well is deep. When do you get the living water? You are not greater than our father, Jacob, who gave us this well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle. Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks from this water will thirst again. Yes, she did not understand what Jesus was saying to her. If you knew the gift of God and who it is who said to you, give me drink, you would have given him and he would have given you the living water. The water symbolized the knowledge of God and his grace. It provided cleansing, spiritual life, and the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. John acknowledged Jesus as the living water, which is a symbol of eternal life, mediated by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. The living water, Jesus Christ, is that living water. Bless the name of Jesus. If you only knew the blessing of salvation when you open that door and allow Jesus Christ in, that living water will continue to spring up into eternal life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
be to God.
Yes.
But this woman did not understand. She thought more or less when she gets that water, she would not be able to come back to the well because she would have had that living water and she would never thirst again. But she did not understand. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said to her, whoever drinks of this water that I will give you will never thirst again. Hallelujah. A well springing up into eternal life, which is a new quality of life with God, eternal love. Who would not want a new quality of life after many abuse? Who would not want a better quality of life after so many disappointments? Who would not want to crave a new quality of life after being disheartened with every disappointment and turned down in this world? Who would not want a new quality of life? The woman wanted the water, but she did not realize that Jesus was talking about the spiritual need. In her mind, she wanted such water to avoid coming back to the frequent drawing from the well. She failed to understand what it meant by living water. Jesus said to her, go call your husband. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus realized that she did not understand what he's talking about. Glory be to God.
Yes, yes.
So, Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when we go to the verse, Jesus said to her, go call your husband. The woman realized that she said, I do not have no husband. Jesus knew that this woman, she said the truth. She don't have no husband because the one that you have is not yours.
Indeed, indeed.
Hallelujah. Sir, you perceive. The woman said to him, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worships in this mountain. And you people say in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. But we know, the woman said, so she knew. She knew that the hour is coming. She knew that the Messiah is supposed to come. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But in verse 21, it said, Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither in this mountain or in Jerusalem you will worship the Father. She believed that they should only worship in Jerusalem. Or they should worship in that mountain. There are people who believe that they should only worship into a building. There are people today that believe that they should only worship under a certain umbrella.
Yes.
But the word of God says the hour is coming.
Yes.
Where the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
In truth.
For some people the Father seeks for him to worship.
Worship him.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said the hour is coming.
Yes, and now is.
And it is now when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Yes,
we know that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wherever you are, you are the temple of God.
Yes,
wherever you are, you are the worshiper of God. Wherever you knelt, wherever you pray, are worshiping, God. Because if you are the true worshiper, you worship God anywhere you are.
Hallelujah.
You could be in your car. You should be in your bathroom. You could be in your closet. Hallelujah. Wherever you are worshiping God. You call on the name of Jesus, he will answer. Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Are you the true worshiper today? Are you worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth? He said, for such people the Father seeks to be his worshiper. Are we the true worshiper of Jesus Christ? Can we call on him at any time, at anywhere, wherever we are, and say, Father, I need you now. Glory be to God. Or we have to wait until we get into a community. Or we have to get into a company. Or we have to get into a church. Or we have to get into a brother's company to say, Lord, we are here together. Or can you call upon your God wherever you are? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a spirit. And who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what we are today. We are true worshiper. Wherever we knelt, wherever we call on the name of Jesus, he will hear you and he will answer you. You don't have to wait for Sunday to call on the name of Jesus. You don't have to wait until Monday to call on the name of Jesus.
My
God, it is 24/7. Hallelujah. We call on him 24/7. Once you already met Jesus at your will. He already changed your life. He has changed your shape for his glory. You can call on him anywhere, anytime.
Yes.
That's the God we serve.
That's the kind of God.
That's the God we serve.
Amen.
When you pray, believe that you receive it. It's just an illustration. Now, yesterday, I could not reach a brother of mine and what I wanted to get done. And I knelt on my bed and I said, God, you never fail. And you will not fail this time. And I put my petition to God. And by the nightfall, someone called me and told me exactly what I wanted to get done. So I know my God never fail.
He never fails,
and he cannot fail.
Hallelujah.
My
God, never
fails. Mr. Father, sing, hold on, my child, joy comes in the morning. You are a true worshiper today. Whatever you ask God for today, believe that you will receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. All of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in our life.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Samaritan woman knew. She said, I know the Messiah is coming. He who is called the Christ. When that one comes, he will declare our things to us. The Samaritan woman also anticipating Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. We are anticipating the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are anticipating the coming, the returning of our Savior, our King. Hallelujah. She said, I know that Messiah is coming. He who is called Christ. And when that one comes, he will declare all things to us. Jesus said to her, I will speak to you. I am he.
Hallelujah.
For he used his word, his name, I am.
I am.
He used that word, his
Yes.
He used that powerful name, I am.
I am.
Glory to God. Jesus. When Moses asked, who must I say send me? Tell them I am. I am.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus used that word, I am. He was speaking to you. Is he speaking to you today? Is he speaking to you today? Are you speaking to him? Are you communicating with him? Are you in his presence today to hear his voice? Hallelujah. To hear his voice. Hallelujah. He said when he comes, he will declare all things to us.
Yes.
He already came as a child, a babe. And when he was leaving, he said he would send the comforter who will be with us for the ages. Hallelujah. So the comforter is here with us. And he will bring all truth to us. Mighty God, we thank you, Jesus. The comforter is here with us. Hallelujah. His identity is questioned. He answered, I am. Echoing God's personal name, revealing in Exodus 3. Jesus said to her, I will speak to you. Is Jesus speaking to you today? It's not that Jesus is not speaking to us, but are we listening?
Amen.
Are we obeying? Jesus speaks to his children.
Yes.
But are we obeying? Are we following his command? Are we following? Yes, I'm guilty. Sometimes you hear the voice say, don't go that way. Don't go out there. Or go here, I want you to do this. Sometimes you said it sounds foolish. But when you follow that instruction, you said, thank you, Jesus. You know, it so happened that when God tells you something, and after you start to go the route, he tells you, you felt something, you felt a joy in your heart, even though you don't reach to the destination, or you don't reach to the point where he tells you to go, but you start to feel that joy. But when you take the wrong route, you start to have that feeling, keep telling you, am I doing the right thing? Am I going the right route? Should I turn? Should I not? But when the Spirit is leading you, when you get on the road where he's telling you to go, you will feel that joy in your spirit.
Yes.
Bless the name of Jesus. God is a wonderful God.
Yes.
After Jesus declares all things to this woman, she left. After she encountered the love of God, she turned from her sinful behavior. She left Jesus. I'm just breaking down that point. She said, after Jesus told her to go get her husband, she ran back and tell everyone that she had met the Christ.
Yes.
Did they believe her? But they had to come for themselves. They went with this woman to see.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise
the
name of the Lord. Worship him.
Let's hear
I am.
Hallelujah.
We seem to have our speaker must have gotten disconnected by technical difficulty. Yeah, let's hear
hello.
Let's hear
Sheba.
All Sheba.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bless the name of Jesus. He admits that like something here.
Yes.
For God is with us. And the enemy cannot win.
That's right.
He cannot win because
starting
last week, so sometime I feel like I was able to talk. My throat was all messed up, but I keep praying and declaring the word of God. And I say, God, I say, enemy, you will not win.
Yes.
God is going to give me the strength to speak.
Yes.
Yesterday, I felt like I have no energy. I had to lay down. And I said, God, I will speak today in your name, in your strength.
Hallelujah.
Because God is with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my all in all. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he never fails. Hallelujah. He always comes through for us.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And the word of God said, when Jesus encounter you, he will change your life. I encounter that change his life. I encounter that change. Exchange your shame for his glory. Hallelujah. When Jesus gets into your business, he's going to turn it around. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. When God gets into your boat, he will turn it around for his glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. When God gets into this woman's business, he turned around the situation for his glory.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is my rock. Hallelujah. He's my fortress. He's my all in all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Father, you are the love of God. She turned from her sinful behavior and she shared the good news among the people of her town, including the previous avoiding them of her reputation. Hallelujah. When God done something in your life, share your testimony.
Hallelujah.
When God changed your situation, share your testimony.
I hear you, sister. Yes.
Hallelujah. When God
hears
your situation, share that testimony. God has taken you from point A to point B. God has healed you. Hallelujah. Set you free. God has opened doors that have been closed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell someone what God has done for you. Mighty God has changed your life totally. Tell someone about that.
Give God the glory.
Yes. Give God the glory. Because he has exchanged your shame for his glory. I heard so many songs. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and give him glory. Give God the glory. His word is
glory, 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 glory.
Give God the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. This woman did not feel ashamed anymore. She went out and she tells everyone, come see a man who has told me all my tears. He has changed my situation. He has changed my life completely. And now I am telling about Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
If you do not know Jesus Christ today and you're on this line, seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Hallelujah. Glory to be to God. In Isaiah, Ezekiel rather said, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be cleansed from all your iniquity. I will give you a new heart and will put a new spirit within you. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. So this woman was given the water. She was sprinkled with the cleansing blood. She was given the cleansing water that cleansed her and made her and given her a new spirit. I put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. When God sprinkles us with his blood, when he cleanses us and washes us, we walk in his statutes. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
We walk in the statue of God. We don't ask an if and but. If I'm walking in the statue of God, tell others. When Jesus saved you and changed your situation, you don't stay in the closet and hide and say, I wonder if they will believe me. They will see it upon you.
Yes.
They
yes.
will see it. Isn't this the man that was once sitting at the gate beautiful? Isn't this the man who was blind and
yes.
when he can't see?
Yes.
Hallelujah. When God changes your situation, you don't have to go light a lamp or a candle to see the change. You will see the change when God heals you. When God raised you up and God set you free. Keep that fire burning. Don't let that light go out. Don't let your light go out. Continue to pray and pray. When the Lord wakes you up to pray, pray. You don't know who. You are praying against the powers of darkness over some situation. So when God wakes you up and says, pray, pray for the church, pray for the pastors, pray for the leaders. Mighty God, hallelujah. Pray for the leaders, pray for the shepherd, hallelujah. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for our family. Pray for our children. Hallelujah. I heard the prayer went out for the youth this morning. My heart indicted in a good matter to hear the youth corner, the report, because I was once a youth leader and I knew how it felt when the youth are striving and are going forward for the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is a good feeling. When you get older and you see someone ministering somewhere and said, there goes my youth leader many years ago. If I wasn't doing the right thing, he would never call me to come and witness in preaching. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So when I heard the youth corner this morning, my spirit and my heart leap for joy. Hallelujah. That's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning, to receive the gift of God, you must know Jesus, who Jesus is. To receive the gift of God, you must know who Jesus is. That's why when the woman said, I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. And when that one is come, he will declare all things to us. So you must know who Jesus is to receive the gift of God. And John 4:24 said, God is a spirit, and who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Simply mean God is invisible. A man could never comprehend invisible God unless he revealed himself. And that is why Jesus had to reveal himself as the Messiah to this woman. I am he. As always, God, Jesus has been waiting to meet us unexpectedly, like the woman, like the Samaritan woman. As always, Jesus has been waiting to meet us unexpectedly. When you pray to God, don't think that it just goes nowhere. Jesus is waiting to meet us unexpectedly in our situation. So this morning, this afternoon rather, from what well are you going on a daily basis, well watered, to strengthen your spiritual walk with the Lord? What well are you drawing water from? Are you sitting at home in a pity party, not sinking down deep into the presence of God? What well are you going on a daily basis to draw water to strengthen your spiritual walk with God? Are you drawing from the Word of God? Are you drawing in prayer and fasting and supplication? Are you craving to be in the presence of the Holy God? At your well, are you asking for the living water that Jesus gave to the Samaritan woman? What are you asking when you get to that well in your life? Are you asking for the living water? What are you asking at the well? Jesus is there waiting at the well.
Yes.
That's the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He is patiently waiting to give the living water that will empower us to tell others about him, the Messiah, who delivers us from our burden of sin. Our Messiah, the Christ, the Lord, the one who died on the cross and rose again, is waiting at our well. He's waiting at the spiritual well.
Yes.
If you have a closet or you have a prayer room, as you enter that room, it's like you feel the presence of God pulling you. You don't know. If you don't go a few days, you feel as if you lost something in that prior consecrated era. As you get in there, you feel the presence of God, because this is where you meet your Savior.
Amen.
You go there to your well to get the living water, so that when you encounter the adversary down the road, that living water will come springing up.
Hallelujah.
When you encounter the things of this world that try to bombard your mind, that living water started to spring up. When you encounter the powers of darkness, the living water will spring up. When you encounter the rulers and the powers of this world, the living water will come springing up and flowing over. But if you did not go to that well to get that living water, you will run dry. And then when the trials of this world encounter you, you're going to try to pick up the phone to call Pastor, to call Sister Miriam, to call the brethren to prayer. But if you've been to the well and you encounter Jesus Christ,
hallelujah,
and you want to be springing up, you will know that you have a God that surrounds you.
Glory.
You haven't been to the well lately. You haven't been there to get the water from the living God. You haven't been to the living water. You haven't drank from the living fountain. Hallelujah. When are you going to get water from the living fountain? The man Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Get your living water before the circumstances of this life meet you.
Jesus.
Amen. It's a free water. You don't have to pay. You don't have to buy it. He said, come and you will get it freely. His love for mankind has no boundaries. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what old caste you are. It doesn't matter what your backgrounds are. It doesn't matter what your trials are. It does not matter what you come from. It doesn't matter your past.
Yes,
for he is lovingly reach out to the Samaritan woman. He will reach out to you.
Yes, yes.
God is a living spirit. It goes with us everywhere we go. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
So, it does not matter. He sees every tear. He sees every encounter. He sees everything that you're going through. And he's here today to give that living water. He's here to dry your tears. He's here to set you free from the burden that is casting you down. He's here to empower you with his word. He's here to empower you with his power. He's here to give you victory over sin. He's here to give you deliverance. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If he's such a kind God, why am I going through this? You ask that so many times. If he's such a kind God, why am I going through this? Hallelujah. Yes, we all have to go through a test. And if we fail that test, we have to start all over again. The song says, hold on, my child, joy comes in the morning. And when we are going through a test, we have to hold on to his unchanging hand. And when you complete it, you will get your victory. But you ask, why am I going through this? Yes, we all have to go through something.
Jesus, Jesus.
We all have a cross to bear. We all have to go through something this morning to receive the living water.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
To receive. The victory crown.
Yes.
We all have to go through something to get the victory crown. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to go through something. Jesus had to go through Samaria. He didn't have to. But he went through Samaria to meet that woman with her need. And Jesus is coming in your neighborhood, wherever you are, to meet you at your need. The Messiah, the Christ, he will declare all things to you. He's ready to deliver you from your burden of sin. Hallelujah. You might call yourself a social outcast in your community. Can he reach me there? Yes, he can. He can reach you where you are today if you do not know Jesus. Hallelujah. If you do not know Jesus, he will meet you where you are. You just have to open the door and allow him in. If you're falling by the wayside, ask him to help you. And he will. Glory be to God. In John 6:27 says, do not work for food and food that spoil, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Today we work for food that spoils what the food that endures to eternal life is, which the Son of God will give us. And today, if you need Jesus, he will give you the food that will not spoil, that what will endure to eternal life. He will give you the living water, and he will give you eternal, he will give you the food that will endure, the food which is the word of God. Hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. The Samaritan woman did not stay at her house and think the water would get there to her. She went out to seek for water. She went for the natural water, which we all drink when we get thirsty. But while she went out to seek the natural water, she was given the living water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His word will not return to him void. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and it shall be found. Knock and it's going to be open to you. Bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And this afternoon, I pray that everyone on this line today that do not know Jesus, Jesus is knocking on your door. He's ready to give you the living water. And for those who've fallen by the wayside, Jesus is there to rescue you. He's there to reclaim you back into the fold. He's there to strengthen you. Hallelujah. And give you strength to move on, to continue on this journey. Hallelujah. I thank God for the day when Christ reached down his mighty hand for me and snatched me and gave me that living water. And today I'm telling others about the love of Jesus Christ. I just want to give God the glory. I want to give him the praise. I want to give him the honor. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Today, oh God, said, oh God, my child, your child coming tomorrow. There's so many things that is bombarding our mind today. But by the grace of God, we will make it through for tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Because joy is coming, and surely the sun will rise. God is our keeper. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Saints of God, be not weary in well doing. Be not weary. Do not give up. Because Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And as we journey on this road, let us tell each other that we are not alone. Jesus is with us. And may God bless you and keep you. May faith continue to shine upon you. And may continue to give you peace. God bless you. God keep you. And God empowers you as God continues to exchange the shame of his people for his glory. God bless you. I trust.